Hey, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada here with Chelsea Cutler.
What's up?
So nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, okay, you forgot your clothes?
I did, yeah. So, like, after I changed last night, so I have a massive suitcase with me because I was in Chicago for a week for Lala.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend so, like, kindly was like, oh, I'll take, like, all the dirty clothes home and get the laundry started.
Oh,
she flew home
so nice.
This morning, yeah. And so it was a miscommunication, and I have no pants.
Okay.
So these are my pajamas, but we're going to rock it.
You know what? You're killing it.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
I feel like that's style right now, too. You know?
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
You would never know.
What's the plan for on stage, then? What are you going to do?
I think this is all I have.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get in there. That's
so
good.
All I am.
Also,
yeah.
We have no AC, but I have this going. So if you need this at any point.
Ooh.
There you go.
It does feel good.
It's so good. Okay, so how does it feel waking up every day as a queer icon?
That's such a compliment. Thank you. I don't wake up and, like, think of myself that way, you know?
Yeah.
I mostly wake up and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to wake up.
yeah, same. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so do you give yourself a break after you, like, finished your last album? Did you, like, give yourself a break from writing? Do you feel like you're constantly writing? How does it work for you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm writing a lot. I would say, like, I mostly took time off from writing when I went on tour.
Yeah.
Just to enjoy touring and be present in that. And now that I'm home, I've been writing a lot, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. How's it been going?
Good. Yeah, really good. We're like 20 songs deep, so.
20 songs?
Yeah.
No, wait, how do you go when you have that many to then, like, start narrowing it down?
I think that, like, for right now, I'm just going to not limit myself. And once I feel like I've written everything I can juice out of myself, I think we're just going to have to listen through and be really, really critical and figure out what songs we like the best, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. How has this writing process been, like, compared to ones in the past?
I think that I've been thinking a lot about, like, what I want my career to be defined by. Because I think I turned 25 this year, which, like, I know I'm still young, but I think when you come up in the industry, like, I was always like, oh, she's only 22, she's only 23. And now I'm 25, I'm like, okay, what do I want to be known for? So, yeah, I feel like I'm just trying to think about that and, like, just try to mature the sound a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. How do you feel? Because I know in the beginning you've talked about the fact that you wrote a song. You said it was for your dog. It wasn't. It was about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
How much thought goes into when you were kind of deciding to start talking about being gay and however? How much thought went into you wanting to do it for you versus, like, knowing how much it would impact people that are listening to your music?
I mean, yeah, I think it was just for me. Like, I think, you know, figuring out your identity is really difficult. And I just felt like I just felt so much better once I realized that it wasn't, like, it didn't need to be, like, this big secret that I had a girlfriend. And, like, my life is treated it, like, everyone treats my relationship the exact same as, like, when I had a boyfriend. Like, it doesn't really, you know, like
it's kind of like you build up this thing.
You build
and
it
then
up
you
in your
come
head.
Out and you're like, oh, okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Which is really lucky, obviously. Like, a lot of people obviously don't have that, you know, that situation. But, yeah, I built this whole thing up in my head, and then it was like a balloon popped, and it was just like, oh, this is... Okay,
yeah.
This is the same.
Totally. I'm gay as well. And I found, like, I started making TikTok videos with my girlfriend. And I noticed that, like, TikTok especially, there's, like, so much more homophobia than I thought there has been. Have you ever noticed that online?
I haven't. I would say that I'm a fearful TikTok user.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I haven't seen, like, homophobia on it.
Good.
But I feel like I do see people's comments, and I'm just like, how did evolution allow you to get this far?
Right. Or, like, you think that we're just so much further than we are. And then there's just, like, that toxicity.
I also just, I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay, so remember when we were, like, trying to apply for college and, like, I don't know, like, obviously from different areas, but, like, if you had a red Solo cup in a photo or anything, your parents were like, God forbid, like, you won't get a job.
Right.
And now people go on the internet and just are saying these atrocious things. And it's like, aren't you scared that, like, your employer is going to see this or something?
Yeah. And sometimes they're, like, linked. Like, I got a message online the other day from a guy, and it was, like, super blatant homophobia, because I was talking about being gay, and they're like, why do gay people always have to talk about being gay? Can't you just be gay? And then it linked to his business. I was like, are you not worried about your business? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Write a review.
Yeah, like, it's, I know, I totally feel
no,
that
it's
way.
Really insane. I think people just don't process, like, I don't know. People just think that, like, TikTok, you scroll and the video just goes into the abyss. And it's like, yeah. No, that still exists.
Yeah, and it's, like, out there on the internet. Yeah. I know. My mom, she was always like, you can't get a tattoo. You'll never get a job. But now, yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, everyone's just doing that. Speaking of posting online, you posted an open letter a couple months ago now talking about, like, the relationship with being online and making content and all of that. How did you find the reaction that you got? Because you got a lot of reaction from a lot of artists that were feeling that same
Yeah, way. I mean, I obviously didn't expect that. Like, that came simply because I was sitting on the couch with my girlfriend at home and I was just venting to her. And my nature is to just, like, share with people how I feel. You know, otherwise I, like, probably wouldn't be an artist. And, yeah, I just, like, typed it on my notes app and was like, F it. I'm going to post this and I'm going to probably get in trouble for it. Like, my first thought was, like, oh, my manager's going to be mad at me.
I was going to say, like, what were you worried about? The label or, like, just...
Yeah, because, like, I felt like I called out, like, the industry. Because, like, the same people who are applauding you for saying those things are the same people who are, like, make TikToks, yeah. You know? So, yeah, I was scared I was going to get in trouble. But, yeah, the response was wild.
Yeah, totally. How do you feel now that we're kind of, like, not past the pandemic, but we're kind of back to our new normal with how things are now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that TikTok has just, like, irreversibly changed the way that people consume. It's just weird, dude. Like, TikTok, just the way that we're consuming music through TikTok just changes really frequently. So, like, first it was, like, people dance, like, famous people dancing, and you could just pay someone to use your song and the song would do well, and then it's changing, and by the time you get a grasp on it, it's changed again. So it's just, like, I think everyone's confused. Labels are confused, artists are confused.
I didn't know that this was a thing, but I had someone reach out and say, like, I'll pay you this amount of money to use this artist's audio, and I was like, I didn't realize that was a way that, like, labels are, like, recommending music or like trying to get their music out there.
Totally. It's just like influencer marketing. Yeah.
But it's like when you do a sponsored post, you see that it's sponsored, so then there's, like, no facade. But then in that way, I'm like, they don't know that I could get paid to boost this or whatever.
Yeah, dude, it's weird. I mean, it doesn't really have much of, like, it doesn't carry, like, that much weight anymore.
Yeah.
But
totally. Yeah. Awesome. Chelsea, hey, thank you so much for being here. So nice to chat
with you. Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
For sure.